Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Dolphins getting ready for Thursday night football. 8:15 is your kickoff from Hard Rock.
I can see some blue skies.
Oh, really?
No sun, but blue skies.
It actually opened up here too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. You know, you yelled at me just because I had the audacity to look at weather.
You did yell.
No, I yelled at him for looking at the national weather.
Dude, it's not like I went to Weather Channel. I went to a website. They have good technology online.
But they're never, I'm telling you.
They're not Leroy.
Never very accurate.
So, like, you trust, like, all right, I get you. But, you know, you kind of left a big window there as well. It's not like you narrowed it down.
I mean, that's Florida.
But that's my point. You know, you're yelling at me like I'm some kook looking at the website saying what it is. And you're like, eh, we'll see. You don't know. You basically hit me with the you don't know.
You don't. All I know is that these last 2 weeks, at about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it has been pouring.
It has been. It's been crazy.
My dad lost his electricity after the hurricane went through.
Jeez. Somebody's trying to like cut a tree loose and it mess with the power?
I don't know. He said usually they turn it off to go check the lines, but I don't know.
Wild. So if you're looking at the injury report for tonight, we obviously know Mostert's out. Achane, questionable. That's kind of the big one we're all looking at. Liam Eikenberg was on the injury report earlier in the week. McDaniel says that he's good to go. He'll be okay.
How does that make you feel, Toby?
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel fine. He only had one bad moment last week when he got turned into a jump rope by Tavon Walker, but otherwise I thought it was fine.
Okay.
I mean, the interior line didn't have that push up the middle when they tried to run, but you know, what are you gonna do?
I got you.
What are you gonna do? Pretty wild. Pretty wild, dude. So we got that. By the way, some injury news from the Heat's front yesterday. Terry Rozier, he says that he is soon to be cleared to play 5-on-5.
Wait a minute. Time out. So we were hoping he came back for the next game, and he haven't been cleared to play yet?
Well, he's been cleared to do most things. He's been playing 3-on-3. He's been getting some cardio in.
But he hasn't been cleared to play
basketball. He says he's about to be fully – this was the quote.
Go ahead.
He says, where I'm at right now is just about fully cleared to play 5-on-5. I'm doing everything on court, playing a little 3-on-3. So I figure the next couple of weeks I'll be graduating to 5-on-5. I'd imagine that's just because there's more bodies to hit him in the neck.
And I'm just thinking that neck injury must have been really serious. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no, it was serious. Okay. Yeah. Apparently it was.
It sounded like hopefully he can come back if we get through this series. Remember all the talk?
Ooh, and I'm
no chance.
We found out from Riles he was in a neck brace because he made it seem like I slept on it wrong.
Yeah, that's
he got so a crook like, in his neck. All right, just hit the hot tub, let's go. But no, he was like in a neck brace,
which is like let me
tell scary you stuff.
When you hurt your neck and you got to do the. It is no bueno.
And then also, Nico is also on the mend.
Well, I know he was. The fact that he played in the Olympics is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he said yesterday to reporters, I would say I'm almost fully healthy. Little bit of a ligament that still has to be 100%. Because mind you, he had an ankle sprain / a fracture of some sort on his foot. He said, they told me it would take a little bit more time, but it shouldn't be an issue. I'm basically 100%. Basically.
Basically is not 100%.
He basically 100%.
Yeah.
It's basically 100%.
Yep. And Shay Shay basically got filmed.
How did he get filmed?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, basically, you ain't like, no.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, I got you. Good. That's a good one, Lever.
But it is. Listen, that was something. Oof.
I mean, the first
trash
thing,
talk,
like,
the trash my talk thing is phenomenal.
My thing is the first thing you come out and say had to be hacked, right?
He only said it was hacked because of the only recording time of the video that we were able to hear.
Right, because he didn't, I don't think he realized that he did it.
Right. So.
And when somebody got in his ear and say, bro, you ain't get hacked.
But the only footage that you get is only like a minute six, and there's an ending. So if you're thinking that, you know, he definitely might need some Blue Chew if it's a minute six. What he was trying.
But then he tried to, like, he doubled down. And he said, man. I was at it for 25 minutes before that.
Right.
Like,
right.
So, wait a minute. Are you embarrassed? Are you trying to?
He's
like,
not.
He wants to make sure the record shows the combine numbers are what they should be.
And it's funny. It's funny in a situation like that. And I guess that's the difference between, obviously, the sexes. Because with the connotations and narratives that's been thrown at Shannon, the fact that he's been caught in this predicament, it actually helps him. You know, he gets that, oh, why he wear his sweatpants and a fanny pack, his purse like that out the way. Remember, even Chad said, I'm happy with a Michelle instead of a Michael. So basically, even though he's embarrassed, he's kind of happy because it's like, well, you know, O'Shea now. O'Shea Shea still got this thing working. You know, he still can get it. But
hey, look, good for him. Like, he's not, look, first of all, there's two things that help him, right? One, it's not a video. You know, it was an Instagram live, but it was pointing at the floor. So
yeah,
and luckily nothing too
nothing graphic
over the well, I mean, it was graphic, but
verbally was graphic.
No, it wasn't graphic. Graphic is if you could see it,
right? It was, but no, I mean, you could hear it. It was
you have graphic words, graphic language. Did you ever see that when you go onto a
yes.
You know, that's a thing. That's correct. A thing, but it's not like it's not a. Who has a famous one of these? Jamal Murray. You know, it's not that situation. Jamal Murray or Draymond Green. What are you looking at me like that, Vlad? You never remember Jamal Murray having a thing?
No, he didn't. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jamal Murray Snapchatted it to the wrong account.
Oh, maybe that's why the delay of the extension then.
No, I don't know.
No, it was a while ago. They gave them, but it took a while.
Yeah, but it was a while ago. I think that was pre Bubble Murray even. That was like young Murray.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is why Bam Adebayo likes to keep things secret. You know,
that's the reason why.
This is the reason why.
If there's any video of audio, that's gonna make money.
He just signed for 200 more million. I don't think he wants any more money.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. People look at them and they're already saying if they have children, how great athletes the children will be. Like that's how they're looking at their relationship.
One would think that kid would be built for success, you know? You would think, but who knows? It is a roll of the dice.
It only means that the percentages are he will be tall.
He or she.
Oh, yeah.
He or she.
So that's about all that means.
The year, the year is, you know, 20, what are we at, four? It's 2042, and all of a sudden, young Bam Adebayo Jr. is shutting down Victor Wembanyama in his final season.
How old is Victor Wembanyama by that time?
I mean,
38.
Yeah,
38. 39.
If he makes it, if those legs make it to LeBron's age,
listen. If Wembanyama makes it to LeBron's age and is still like winning numbers,
it's weird because we do the same thing in football with Tom Brady. You see Tom Brady, you see LeBron doing it, and now everybody think that okay, it can be done. No, those are unique situations to the sport.
Yep. Crazy, man. That's a wild one. By the way, Marab has been moved. He had they moved the schedule. So I'm like, all right, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man, I had a question locked and loaded.
I know you did, buddy. I know.
Will he join us maybe tomorrow? He join us tomorrow?
Perhaps.
Perhaps we, like, tomorrow we...
But we, you know, it's a big day tomorrow.
I mean, yeah. It's Football Friday, you know, post after the...
It's a laugh at the Bills Friday, hopefully. Yeah.
There you go.
You see, this
there
is...
You go.
You see? That's, whoa. I'm just,
hey,
I'm...
you the friend in the group that start the fight. Yeah. And then leave and get everybody else ass kicked.
A little Molotov cocktail.
Yeah. You know when I start to fight, leave, and it'd be like, why did it get out of hand? Yeah. Like, what was the cause
because,
of this?
Like, we talk about this all the time, Vlad. When we watch all of these tussles and boxing and stuff like that, it's never the boxers. It's the
question,
guys behind
the media.
Them.
Yes, the entourage.
Man. The hype men, right. Got to stay hydrated, champ. Those are the guys that are fighting.
Got my legs up on the table like Ron Burgundy. That escalated quickly. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Slide on in. Slide to the left.
Did I keep the seat warm for you? Because it's been a minute since you've been there.
Well, it's been a little frosty in here today, so it's not warm.
Well, I mean, nobody told you to come with the guns out, suns out, guns out.
Yep.
I never said I was cold, though. I'm good. Oh, this is my weather.
Okay. So we got this game tonight.
Yes, sir.
I have devised a game plan for the Dolphins.
Okay.
Right? Now, here's what I want to see. You know how they run that sweep to the outside with Tyreek or Achan or whatever? I want to see them do that same motion, but then hand it off to somebody else going inside. Right? Because basically what you do is you widen that defensive player, you bring that safety come down because he sees the sweep action, and then you pop it right up inside.
By the way, did you see, speaking of the motions, did you see how upset Peyton Manning was about this these motions the other day, screaming on the Manning cast? Like, I mean, he's become kind of a curmudgeon.
So there's certain, like, I'm the same way, but not just, I'm not on TV.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that I see in football that just drive me crazy.
Such as?
Like when they were doing that illegal procedure.
Oh,
that drove me crazy because, like, I expect people in football to have a better understanding of what's going on than me watching TV. And when you look down the line and see all their feet lined up together, but one guy's upright and the other guys are in 3-point stance or hunched over, you got to kind of figure out that, wait a minute, he's just in a different body position. Nope, throw the flag.
That was brutal.
It was brutal. It was ridiculous how that played out. The other thing is, there's certain plays that happen in football that are extremely difficult, right? One is catching the ball when somebody flash in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You get used to it. But if you haven't gone through it a few times, that, like, so when what's his name dropped the ball in the end zone, Ayuk?
Yeah.
And everybody lost their mind. I'm like, man, he ain't been playing football. That's like accelerated football right there, being able to focus on the ball after somebody then flashed in front of you or whatever.
I want to ask you this because, like, we saw in the preseason, because I don't think it's an apples to apples thing. So I want to get your thought on it, because we saw in the preseason, we saw a lot of the rookie quarterbacks be good and then they stunk when the season started. Mm-hmm. So flipping that to the Dolphins side, it's a different position. But Jalen Wright looked pretty good in the preseason. But, like, what is that if he does get his debut tonight, because he was inactive the first game? If he does get action tonight, how much different is it, other than just straight up he's playing better talent, is there something different for him to be effective like we saw a little bit in the preseason?
Yes. For running back, sometimes your natural ability will still leave you an opportunity to break tackles, run physical, and do those things. So It's a little bit different for a running back. When you look at a quarterback, right, he comes up to the line of scrimmage. First of all, he ain't playing against none of the guys that he going to play with on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you look up and they standing and they sitting in standard defense, cover two, which is two deep, single man deep, and all the reads are easier, right? Now you get in formations and they go 11 man up and drop back to two deep. You're like, whoa, mind blowing. Now there's a whole nother level that you have to be able to figure out. Like I said, it doesn't matter what the formations or what the signals are. You got to be able to walk up to the line of scrimmage, look around and see, are they lined up to where they can actually do what they're showing? That takes time. You also, maybe in the preseason, you ain't got nothing to lose. You out there slinging it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Making the tight throws, doing all that. When you get to a game and it matters a little bit more, now you might hold that ball for an extra half second, get you in trouble. So there's a lot of dynamic that goes into that. The defenses, you're playing against the real guys now.
Yep.
You're playing against guys who are game planning against your strengths. And so it just becomes a whole different ball game. But the fundamentals of it are still the same. For a running back, the fundamentals of it, read your keys, run with good pad level, and protect the football. And you can do that easily or easier at running back than any other position, understanding that the level of skilled player that you're playing against is a lot different than what you played against in preseason.
By the way, Jeff Wilson is now on the board for anytime touchdown. He is plus 115 today.
Which is the best, for us, the worst odds.
Yeah, Achan's minus 135, Tyreek's minus 130, then Wilson. Waddle's plus 140 for anytime touchdown.
Janu Smith.
Plus 525.
I think they're going to make a conscious effort to get these tight ends involved. Have to. Because in the end, you get the tight ends involved, Tyreek and Waddle going to go crazy. But if they can just drop back and just do track team with Waddle and Tyreek. See, what makes it so interesting is usually when a fast guy plays wide receiver, he runs a lot of go routes or deep posts and stuff like that. These guys do a lot of stuff across the field, in the middle of the field, a lot of square ends and stuff like that, which makes them unique from that standpoint. When they run those short crossing routes, you better be on them because they're going to pull away. So, but I would guess that the tight ends, like, you can't bring them in and talk about what you talk about, how we going to involve the tight ends. Now, they didn't do themselves any favors.
They had a bad game.
Right.
Especially Durham Smythe.
Yes, but you got to keep trying. That is going to be the difference between how teams treat you.
We also, you know, just as an aside, you know, we just take for granted that Tyreek Hill was able to have a great game and Calais Campbell had a great game. But Jonnu Smith went through a lot before that game, too. And so, like, you know, you might not go 3 for 3 of, hey, everybody's head was in the game of what that ordeal was.
First
you
of
know?
All, Jonnu Smith is probably going, damn, this is Miami? You know what I'm saying? Because if you down here and you've lived down here, you
might play shot. For the, he did play for FIU, but it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. So
but, there's a different animal being on campus and being off campus.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. But no, like I just think that we think, oh, Calais Campbell came out. He mauled Trevor Lawrence right off the bat. And Tyreek Hill had his one there. But maybe Jonnu Smith was a little, you know, it's understandable if not everybody took that as sharp.
Because keep in mind, Jonnu Smith got yelled at, and he was just sitting in the car. Right? He was just like.
And then when he got out of the car, one guy's like, get in the car and get out of here. Okay, I'm leaving. No, you give me your license. No, you get in the car. No, license. You're dealing with me now.
Right. Like, yeah.
He's like, standing up. What do I do?
Right. And then he was handcuffed.
Jesus.
So I'm like, I'm just looking forward to, like, we talk about players and we talk about Tua.
Yeah.
But my biggest concern is how Mike McDaniel adjusts through this, right? Like, how he stays patient with the tight end and how he uses these different run formations and bodies that he's using to run the football. Because we're also dealing with another group of guys that get up the field. Now, it'll be interesting to see because, you know, Von Miller is a little old in the tooth. So he might not be able to get upfield like he used to be able to. I don't know this. I haven't seen it.
He did get a sack last week.
He got a sack, but that's different. Pass rush is different than having to get upfield and turn a guy who running a 4-3 or 4-2 inside.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm hoping Rousseau fired all of his bullets last week.
Oof, no, that dude's a beast.
I got a monster game.
Jesus. I mean, think about it. They had two guys go first round.
Yeah, him and Phillips.
And they were terrible.
It's Manny Diaz, dude. You know, I mean, what do you say? It's that's something.
That's great, right? But hasn't that plagued Miami for years? Like they had a stretch.
Those guys
getting guys drafted in the first round, and they wasn't winning 10 games.
Yeah, that was crazy. That one's probably the bigger outlier out of anyone. Those guys are really, really good. I can't believe that it was like that. Right. Just a couple of things, because we're going to get you Ricky Williams here in just a second. But if you guys want to go see A Day to Remember, they are coming to Hard Rock Live in November. Jay Fig, what tickets are we giving away? What number caller right now? What are we going with, huh?
3.
Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of tickets to A Day to Remember. Got that coming for you. And coming for you next, Ricky Williams. He joins us next.